From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
You're listening to the Open Mic Podcast on News OK. I'm Mike Sherman, sports editor of the Oklahoman, and we're podcasting about the important news and views from the day in sports. And one of today's most interesting topics is Ricky Rubio, the teenage point guard from Spain, who could fall to the Thunder at the number three spot in the NBA draft, or maybe not. According to some NBA scouts, Master Rubio's representatives let it be known he'd rather not play in Oklahoma City or Memphis, which has a number two pick. To talk about this report and how it might influence the NBA draft, I'm joined by the Oklahoma Thunder beat writer, Darnell Mayberry. Welcome, Darnell.
Thank you.
Darnell, Tuesday we scratched Blake Griffin off the Thunder's list, although I only did it in pencil. Is it time to get out the pencil and draw a line through Ricky Rubio's name?
No, I don't think so. I mean, when you look at the early report that came out from DraftExpress.com, he said, you know, his representative may be giving out the impression that are already starting to give the impression that they don't want him to land in Memphis and Oklahoma City or Oklahoma City. So, you know, I don't think that there's much to it just yet. I'm trying to do some reporting and find out how much there is to it. But, you know, I think Ricky Rubio, at the end of the day, you know, he doesn't really have a choice in the matter, neither do his representatives. He can hold out, but, you know, that's not good for anyone. So I think at the end of the day, he'd end up playing for whoever whoever drafts him.
But doesn't he have some leverage? I mean, first of all, he's under contract from a team in Europe. He has a huge buyout. I've heard as high as $8 million. He really has a choice on whether he comes over or not this year. So in some ways, he does have leverage. He could say, hey, go ahead and draft me, but then if the wrong team drafts me, I'll just stay over here and play. And you spend a second, and the number, you know, the number two pick in the case of Memphis, number three in the case of Oklahoma City, for a guy who's not going to play for you this year.
You're right. I mean, he can make life sort of miserable for you if that's the road he wanted to go down. I don't think Memphis and Oklahoma City are that bad places. So, you know, definitely not that much worse, if at all, than Sacramento, which the report said they'd rather have him in Sacramento if not Los Angeles. So, you know, at the end of the day, though, the team that drafts him is still going to have the rights to him, no matter if he stays over there or comes over this year. So they're going to have his rights, and, you know, he's going to be tied to whichever franchise drafts him. They can make life equally as tough for him as he can for them.
Okay, so we're talking about Ricky Rubio, the Spanish point guard, who many project to be the number two player in this draft, right behind Blake Griffin. But and we're talking about maybe him not wanting to, his representatives letting word seep out through scouts that he doesn't want to be in Memphis or Oklahoma City, that he might rather be in Sacramento. Interesting things about that is you see these reports, and some of the names, teams attached to him are teams on the coasts. This reminds me a little bit of the Chinese power forward Yi Jilian winding up in Milwaukee 2 years ago. What do you remember about that, Darnell?
Well, same agent, same situation. Dan Fagan, the Los Angeles-based agent who represents both E and recently signed Ricky Rubio. He pulled the same thing with E and didn't want Milwaukee, warned Milwaukee not to draft him, said they didn't have enough of an Asian population. They wanted to market E to more of the Asian community. So they wanted him to be playing for a major market, basically. And, you know, ultimately the Bucks drafted him, and they played hardball with him, and E and his camp played hardball back, and there was a time when E wouldn't even return their phone calls, the Bucks organization's phone calls. So you definitely don't want to end up in a situation like that if you're the Thunder. But at the end of the day, E did come and play for Milwaukee. He played there all season before they traded him for Richard Jefferson. So I think that tells you that, for the most part, things will work out for the team if they're just patient. I don't think you want to be that patient, though.
Interesting, though. They did trade him, and they did end up trading for Richard Jefferson. I'm not sure who got the better end of that deal. I think you would say that the Bucks got the better end of that deal because E's performance in New Jersey really hadn't been anything consistent to speak of, and Richard Jefferson is a proven scorer and a proven perimeter player. So in that case, yeah, the Bucks won the battle of wills, got him to sign, and then ultimately did have to trade him to New Jersey, which is one of these markets where international players might rather be. Darnell, is this at all, if this Rubio thing does check out, if his agent, you know, his agent's not going to stand up and say, we don't want him there. They let these things be known through back channels. But if this really intensifies, if these reports sort of pick up and get verified, isn't this sort of the sum of all fears for Thunder fans? And maybe a chance to say, I told you so, for some of the folks in Seattle and the national folks who were mad about the team leaving Seattle. You're listening to the Open Mic Podcast. I'm Mike Sherman, Sports of the Oklahoman, and we're talking NBA Draft and Ricky Rubio with Darnell Mayberry. Darnell, if in a couple weeks this Rubio talk sort of intensifies and it's, you know, verified and it's clear, though, while they're talking in back channels communication, the agent's not standing up and declaring this or holding any press conferences, but we're able to confirm that, no, Rubio really doesn't want to be in Memphis or Oklahoma City. Is this kind of the sum of all fears for Thunder fans and maybe a chance to crow for those Seattle fans and the folks nationally who said, we told you that nobody was going to want to play in Oklahoma City?
I think it's something that you definitely have to be aware of going forward. I mean, when you look at Rubio's situation and really look at E's situation from 2007, I think Oklahoma City definitely has to be worried about it, because you can't just all of a sudden have players saying you don't want to come and play for a certain city. I mean, you know, E, like you said, eventually got his way out of Milwaukee. He got his get out of jail free card out of Milwaukee. He's playing in a much larger market up there in Jersey. So, you know, I think this will set a bad trend for the NBA if Rubio is able to do it 2 years after E did it. You know, where will we be 5 years from now, even 3 years from now, if players have set the trend and the standard of just picking and choosing which teams they want to play for? If that was the case, we could see Blake Griffin say, I don't want to play for the Clippers, and then Thunder fans will have their dreams come true, and he'd be playing for the Thunder.
I think Mr. Monday, or the ghostwriter formerly known as Mr. Monday, used to write in the Oklahoman on the Sports Monday thing. He actually said that he wanted Tommy Griffin to play Archie Griffin and whisper in somebody's ear, oh, we're not coming, we're going to play in Oklahoma City. Somehow I don't see that happening, although it would make all the Thunder fans' dreams come true. Darnell, though, a little bit, one last thing about Rubio. It's really going to hurt my feelings and really cut into my time watching Ricky Rubio mixtapes on YouTube. And you know I've spent a lot of time doing that lately. In fact, around the office, I detected some interest, you know, some spike in the level of interest. If they were monitoring our computers, I think a lot of people were Googling and YouTubing Ricky Rubio around our place, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a fascinating point guard phenom. I mean, he's 18 years old. He's been playing professionally for the last 4 years over in Spain. I mean, from everything you read and hear, the guy has it. I mean, he's bound for stardom in this league, and you know, once he gets over, it's only a matter of time before he learns the NBA game and adapts and becomes the player we all thought he would be. I mean, players like Chris Paul, after playing against him in the Olympics, came back wild. Michael Jordan went and saw him. So, I mean, you know, this guy seems to be, you know, one of the players that's going to live up to the hype in this draft. I don't think we have any question about Blake Griffin. Ricky Rubio is the only other guy who's said to have that kind of star potential. So I think a lot of people around here are looking forward to seeing it.
Now, before we allow anybody in Seattle to start crowing over this or, you know, make people in Oklahoma City feel bad, we should probably point out that Thabo Sefolosha is really happy to be in Oklahoma City because that's where opportunity is. Nenad Krstić signed a free agent deal to come here, another international guy. It's not like people don't want to play here, although you can see small market being an obstacle. You just can't.
Well, here's the thing. Malik Rose told me directly. He said, Sam Presti came and rescued me from New York. I mean, that's the largest market in the country, and so Malik Rose wasn't happy because he was not playing with the Knicks. He came here. Scott Brooks gave him an opportunity to play. Malik Rose lost weight. He was getting his rhythm back. He set himself up to be in a good position this summer as he enters free agency to get a new contract and possibly join a championship contender if the Thunder don't bring him back. So, you know, I think, like you said, it's all about opportunity, you know, the playing time, the money, the financial end of it, and less about, you know, what the city has to offer. I think for a guy like Rubio, that might be an issue coming, you know, personally. I do think this is more sort of agency-driven. But personally, coming from Spain to Oklahoma City, potentially, why wouldn't you have a culture shock? But for the most part, I think it's all about the money and the opportunity.
I wonder if Fagan's group says, hey, Nike is going to help us get out of this deal we have over in Europe. They're, Nike or whoever, I guess it's that's his shoe company, is going to have to have, and Nike wants Rubio to be in some market that they can paint a bigger mural on a skyscraper than they can in downtown Oklahoma City. Of course, the Devon building was not going to really want anybody painting on the side of its new skyscraper downtown whenever it goes up. And then, so Nike wants him in a bigger market. You can see that. You can see that happening. Last question about Rubio, though. Is there a chance that the Thunder really likes this guy that they try to answer his objections, bring him in, show him the Thunder culture, show him the arena, show him town, you know, get him with Kevin Durant and say, hey, you know, it would be fun to play with these guys. We are a young and up-and-coming team. Actually try to sell Ricky Rubio on the idea. Okay, Darnell, enough about Rubio. One last thing, though. We've seen two games of the conference playoff, of the conference finals. Your man Kobe wins one. My man LeBron loses one. Is that one for you? Are you? Is that put you ahead of me somehow? Where do we stand?
If you're keeping score at home, Darnell 1, Mike Sherman 0.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
Oh, man. So my guy scores 49 points and passes off at the end to a teammate who misses a wide-open shot, and that's on him, huh?
Hey, listen, my guy scored 40, and he won the game. That's all that matters. Just like LeBron said, his stats mean nothing. They lost the game. Listen, the Lakers are playing against the third-best team in the playoffs. The Cavs are playing against the fourth. I think I consider them the fourth-best team. Forget about what Chris Webber's saying that they're the best team in the playoffs. They're not the best team in the playoffs. The Orlando Magic are the fourth-best team in the playoffs. The Lakers beat a better team. Orlando went into Cleveland and beat them on their home floor. So, you know, I think that basically says all it needs to say about my argument versus Kobe and LeBron.
And for that, you get the last word today. That's all for the Open Mic Podcast. Stay with us on News OK.